This is Dr. Schumacher, dictating history and physics on a patient named Craig Congdon, C-R-A-I-G, Congdon, C-O-N-G-D-O-N. Date was January the 23rd, 2012. New paragraph patient profile. Mr. Congdon is a 55-year-old white male who was living in Lapeer. He's our chief complaint. He's here for rehab due to left side weakness, and he was found to have a metastatic lesion to the brain and metastatic melanoma. The paragraph history says, earlier this year, around the 4th or 5th of January, this man suddenly noticed the left foot drop period. His left leg is weaker period. His arm strength seems okay period. At about the same time as the foot drop, there was a severe headache period. He went to the hospital, and he was found to have a melanoma with the lesion on the right side of the right cheek and also on the right side of the chest wall period. He had these lesions resected period. He was found to have metastatic lesions of the brain period. Repairing up, this man is a truck driver. He states he noted the spot on his skin for a while, but states that he had no benefits as a truck driver, and they kept taking money from his paycheck, and he could not afford to even see a dermatologist to get that taken care of, period. He states that he also lost his house over the holidays because he couldn't afford to keep it, period. He is now homeless, but he's here after the hospitalization for therapy, period. The paragraph, he is mobilizing in a wheelchair and he does not think he can walk very well, period. He is getting physical therapy. He has been put on Decadron, period. I'm told that he has right inguinal lymph nodes and that he has lesions in his lung as well, period. The biopsy did show a malignant melanoma, and the histological type was the nodule and spindle cell type, period. New paragraph, he's not short of breath, period. He is fine with his upper extremity strength and his speech. He's getting radiation therapy, period. The paragraph review of systems constitutional, no fever, chills, eye, no complaints, he no complaints, respiratory, he's not short of breath. Can we ask, no chest pain or other symptoms? Do you have no bowel pain, vomiting, or bleeding? Do you know dysuria or other complaints? Skin. He has the resection of the melanomas in the right flank and in the right cheek. The paragraph, CNS right side is weaker, mainly the leg. Endocrine, no polyuria, polydipsia, no known diabetes, remaining systems are negative. The paragraph, past history is positive for melanoma, hypertension, He's not known to have COPD or coronary disease or diabetes or other major illnesses, period. The paragraph, medication. Decadron 8 milligrams, TL 3 times a day, Colace 100 milligrams twice a day, Prilosec 1 cap twice a day, Baclofen 10 milligrams every 8 hours, Xanax 0.25 milligrams every 8 hours, Norco 503-25 1 every 4 hours PRN, Restyl 15 milligrams at bedtime. In examination, he's not distressed or ill, and he's adequately nourished. Blood pressure, 110 over 72, pulse 62, respiratory 20. examination, he's not distressed or ill. Blood pressure 110 over 72, pulse 67. Respiratory rate is 22. Head and neck exam, eyelids and conjunctiva normal, extraction movements intact, ornicus membranes thinking more, use normal, hearing adequate. The right cheek had a incision and a steering strip, no bleeding. Lungs were cleared of percussion and auscultation, and I did not hear any wheezes or crackles. Cardiovascular, normal heart sounds, no gallop, no murmur, no drug or venous suspension. Abdomen soft and non-tender, no organomegaly. There's a skin incision of the right flank that's clean. Bowel sounds normal. CNS, cranial's normal. Symptoms mostly intact here. The right lung showed, I pertain to that, the right lower extremity was weaker than the left kid. The right upper extremity was about the same strength as the left. Well, cancel that. Wait a minute. It's the left side that was weak, and there's a left foot drop in the left lower extremity. It was weaker than the right period. The left hand is of similar strength than the right, but it could be trace weak, but it's pretty close period. He could elevate his arms, okay. The patient goes intact. Left skeletal, no acute inflammation, effusion of the hands or knees. To pick up assessment on plan one, this man has had malignant melanoma with metastases to the brain and lungs. He also had inguinal lymph nodes. He is to continuous radiation therapy, period. It's to be, he falls at the McLaren Cancer Center, period. It's to be determined whether he has... is it what to determine whether he's to get chemotherapy later? The paragraph, there's a scar in the posterior chest on the right from an incision, and also some IV sites of the hand and the right side, period. In an old surgical scar on the right arm. Paragraph, here he will get OT and PT, period. His hypertension has been stable here, period. He's the community back for some spasticity, Decadron for the cerebral metastases, and Norcopirin for pain and Restoril at night for sleep, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.